Okay, and so with that introduction, we're just going to read a few psukim in the parsha, Shoftim. It starts in Perek Yud Kes, Pasuk Tes. We're really only going to zero one Pasuk, but I think the few psukim give us context. Could someone do the honors and read us the psukim, Pasuk Tes, Ki Atah Bo? Just read the Pasuk inside.
Ki Atah Bo Al Haaretz Asher Hefrem Haseila Lo Simat La'asos Yisro Avos Hageim Haim.
So just translate. When you come to the land of Israel, Hashem gave you, you shouldn't learn to do what you shouldn't emulate the people who are living there. They pass their sons and daughters through ice. They pass some kind of a vote of Zara where they actually have rings of fire and the children will pass through. It was called Molech. And they consulted with sorcerers to try and predict the future or talk to the dead. Chover chover. Again, I'm not expert in that, but there are different kinds of kishuv or of Well, you say superstition. That's actually a debate. Rambam. Did it actually have any kokas in that? It's an open question. So we're not going to try and resolve that one. They talk to the dead. Because it's loathsome, and because they did this, Hashem passes them, has thrown them out. So these averus of consulting with sorcery, I guess, or magic, or whatever you call it, that's because of these averus. That's why they're being expelled from Israel. Okay? And the final pasuk of this little piece. So you should be tamim with Hashem Elokecha. Now, one of the challenges of any language, truth is any language, they say the translator is really a commentary, right? Because by definition, you translate a word, you're attaching meaning. And very often words are not from one language to another, do not translate exactly. In Hebrew, it's particularly difficult because we know God's Baruch has many implied meanings sometimes in the same word. That's the fact of the, I always use that Gemara and Megillah that we learned together. I always use it as an illustration. When Esther set up the party for Haman, to invite Haman to the party with Ahasuerush, which ultimately led to his destruction, the Gemara says, what was her thinking? What was her plan? And I think the Gemara gives about 20 different reasons for it. And the Gemara's conclusion is that every one of them was in her calculations. These people were smart. So there are a lot of ideas sometimes in one thing. So the question is, what is this pasuk? How would we translate this pasuk? I'm sure you've all heard this 100 times, this pasuk, right? I don't know if the rabbi spoke on it in Shabbos, but it's a well-known pasuk. Tamim tiyu. So what does the word tamim mean? Anyone want to take a stab? But don't feel, we all make mistakes, and myself is more than both, so don't feel, no one should feel uncomfortable taking a stab at things. We have the idea of Yaakov Ishtam, right? He's a name there. Yaakov was Esav was a person in the field. There, Rashi comments, he's not Malumid Ramayis. He's not a sharp. He's not sharp. He's not the guy you'd want to hire for your lawyer, right? Right. He's simpleton is not the right translation. Some people have seen translated. He just takes it as it comes. He doesn't really, he doesn't try to get ahead. Let's look at Rashi here. Tumim Tiyah. It's the very last Rashi on the page. Do you want to continue it? Can you read the Rashi? Yeah, sure. You're comfortable with it? His Halach. I'm going to translate if you don't mind. I'm going to jump in here. Sure. Walk with him with simplicity or with equanimity, right?
Expert.
To Tzapelo, and you should wait on him. You should sort of put your hopes in him.
Hello,
And don't try to search out the future. Yeah. Accept everything in life. It's almost as though what happens, happens. There's no reason to try and figure out what's going to happen. So what does that pasuk have to do with what happened? And why is that so central, right? What does that have to do with the pasuk that came before? Yeah, the next pasuk, which we didn't read, they did this. I cut it off because we don't really need the whole pasuk. That's what they did. You don't do that. You know, it's like, so what? I mean, if I were to ask you the top 10 ideas of Judaism, I don't think this would be one of them. Just, you know, don't consult your local witch. Right? Right?
I have a question. It says here that but you go back to Avraham Avinu, when Hashem says to Avraham, I'm going to give you this land. Well, how does that, what's the interplay between that and this?
You know, one of the greatest mysteries of life is, you know, which we'll talk about. It's a good question. Obviously, I could have spoken to what would happen, right? Right? That was part of the plan. So, you know, and how that all interplays is just a very interesting theological question, but it's not surprising. And there's so many ways tangents I get over into right now. So let's hold the question a bit, right? So the question, hey, what does that have to do with it later? And why is it so important? Who wouldn't want to know the future? I'm not sure I'd want to know the future. It's a little scary to me. But most people, particularly, you know, in general in life, you don't necessarily want to. But let's say you just invested or you're about to buy a business, right? And you put a lot of money in. Who wouldn't want to know the possibility, right? Who would want to know that, right? Or God forbid someone is ill. In fact, Chazal say, "Ein simcha katoros esfekus." There's no greater simcha. Now think about that. Than when doubt is cleared up, right? When you were in doubt, you know, in life, so many times you're not sure. And then, even if God forbid the answer is not always the way we want it, it's not as painful sometimes as the uncertainty that life brings, right? So, like, what's so terrible wanting to know the future? What's the great avera? You with this, do we?
Is that just include astrology?
Pardon me?
Is astrology included in that?
Yeah, I would assume so. I mean, have the gazing of the stars. I think the Ramban talks about it, which we'll see. Yeah. But the whole notion, we can share on some of the. I only brought. Oh, will you come down with me, Scott?
I can't really read it again.
Okay, then we'll have another class for that. So, how you doing?
You're Josh Elon.
Hi, Josh. Just to bring you up to speed, we're discussing just a few psukim. You know, I had some rules which we'll go over another time, but you know, basic rules in this shul, like in the most important ones, jokes we share. All right, but we're discussing a few psukim in the parsha. The pasuk of Tamim Tiyim Hashem Elokecha. I'm sure you've heard the pasuk.
Yeah.
We read the context, and the question on the floor was, okay, well, why is that important? What's wrong with wanting to know the future? Anyone in life who has gone through uncertainty would really sometimes pay a pretty penny. In fact, people do. That's why they go to these hand readers, palm readers, right?
What happens to Amuna?
What? Now you're getting tricky on us. Define the moon. What do you mean by that? So just because he's running it means I can't know what's going to happen? Like, why is that a contradiction? So maybe you should. Is that bad?
God wants you to know. He tells you.
What?
God wants you to know something.
Maybe he wants you to find out. Maybe. Maybe he wants you to find out. Maybe that's Johnny. You know the old joke. You know, guys in a flood. Everyone's warning him to get out. You know the joke. You know, I'm repeating it, right? Guys warning to get out, and a boat comes to rescue him. A helicopter, and he says, God, you let me down. So I sent you a boat. I sent you a helicopter. What are you doing? What do you have in your mind? He's like, come on, guys. Let's get real, right? Let's look at the Ramban. Actually, before, look at the Unklus, Targum Unklus. Pasuk Yud Gimel. Shalim? Okay, what does that translate as? Shlim means shalim, complete. Complete. You should be, but the chalta in your fear of Hashem, your God. So what does that mean?
Completely different shot than Rashi.
Sounds like a little different, right? Well, I mean, maybe they're touching some of the same ideas, but it's certainly not the same translation. To me, this would translate Rashi going on the idea, you're simple, not questioning, complete. It sounds like if you don't have this, your trust in God is not complete, or your belief in God. Stewie, did I throw you off the track over there with him? Good. Right? All right. So you see, the Targum Unklus seems to have a very different analysis of the pshat. Let's read the Ramban. It's flip side. Just a little background. Everyone familiar with the life story of the Ramban? You ever familiar with the background of the Ramban, who he was and what role he played? You know, 13th century, pretty much the Jewish leader of the time, very courageous, stood up for Judaism, he had a debate with a leading exponent of Christianity, with the king who was a Christian there. You know the famous words he quotes afterwards, he put it to writing because there was some misinformation transmitted about who won the debate. So in his summation, he writes, the king said, never before in history has someone who was wrong argued so well. That was the king's, the wrong word could have gotten killed. So right. It was a little bit of a tricky job. Right. One of the great scholars of Jewish history. We can try reading aside. Are you comfortable reading aside?
Yeah.
Okay.
From the beginning?
Let's read it. Yeah. Tom.
All right. V'tam tam tiyeh v'shem ha'lokecha sh'neyachin l'vavenu alav l'vado.
I'm going to translate if you don't mind, okay? Yeah. So that we should designate our hearts to him alone.
V'namin shehu l'vado ose kol.
That he himself does everything. Amitas kolasit. And he knows the truth of all future. A lot of this is very cryptic, so we'll have to talk about what he means. And from him alone we should search out the future. Right? From the Nevi'im he means. Not from the people who are, I don't know what is it, Hovrei. I guess the contemporary term with their full of baloney, but the charlatans.
And from
other people aside from them. Mm-hmm. In other words, we could only should go to Hashem for knowing the future. We have certain limited ways of knowing the future. We're determined in the Vuhut and the
Mezula, it's Zula and not
Mezula.
It's not referring to Mazel to like.
No, I don't think so. Okay. I don't think so. Whoa, that's a critical thing. We shouldn't believe that what they say will certainly happen. He's not talking about someone who's I use the word charlatan, probably not well. He's not talking about someone who's saying something, he's making it up. Let's assume for a second, and Ramban was in the position that there was Kishuf in Mitzrayim, for example. They did have the ability, as many of the unfortunate, but even if they predict the future, you should not assume it will necessarily come to pass. Even if you hear something that's going to happen, it's min hashamayim. Not to imply that it necessarily will not happen, but it's not fated to happen. And I think that's the key idea here, right? Because God ultimately controls everything. And he changes Marochos HaKamayim, the organization of the constellations.
Mavrosos
Badim, and he refutes the false signs, the Kos Menhul and the nonsensical magicians. That's also an important sentence. I'm going to stop here at this point for a minute. Kevra, let's talk for a minute about the Ramban's view of this pasuk. What's the pasuk? What's a halacha? You know, this is halacha, gentlemen. Right?
I mean, it seems like almost that he's saying that. They have some ability, but that it's actually from Shemayim and it's not.
I'm sorry.
Right?
So that's true, so what? And we started off the discussion saying, who doesn't want to know the future? Okay, so I think, Sue, you made the. Okay, I mean, probably where you were going with that, Sue, is okay, well, let God worry about it, not you worry. It's very nice. We didn't find an aver in that, right? Here, the Ramban is clearly making the point, just because they say something doesn't mean it'll come through. Why is that important? And then this last sentence, the name we should believe, Shekola Boaz Tiyenu, Kapiyaskari Vodim Levodosu, will be based on, actually, you know, this was actually, I struggled on this line a little bit. So of course I picked up many years ago before I could learn Ramban, I bought the translation of it, and it translates it word for word, which does nothing for you. It really doesn't tell you a word. But after I thought about it, I came up with a shot, and I checked with my son, also he agreed. Well, I think that means the following. And let me drop into a little tangent. One of the key differences between Judaism and paganism was what? You know, we've talked about this in sheer number of times, right? If I were to ask you, what's the key difference between the Judaism interest of the world and a pagan world, what was it? What changed?
One God, Sam.
What?
Even one God.
Yeah, okay, so why one? They had 20. More the merrier, right? Like, why does that why is that significant? You know, it reminds me, I was once working with an Indian lady, and they have real belief. I mean, she told me, you can tell your story, they can tell all sorts of stories. I said, you know, but there are many gods, and what if in this particular issue is the other god that's in charge? And with all seriousness, he said, well, then you're out of luck. I kid you not. She's a very smart, accomplished, professional young woman. Tell me that. What Judaism says in the world is the value of the human. Understand, in the pagan world, the reason they could feed people to the lions in the Roman Colosseum and that people would applaud, because there's no appreciation for what a human being is. One of the, you know, Chazal say that in the shrine, until the Jews left, no slave ever escaped. The idea that you were born into a certain caste, born into a certain social status, that stayed forever. The idea, the concept, take a Western concept of social mobility, without Judaism it wouldn't exist. No idea. You were born as a peasant, you grew up, nobody moved up the ranks, started off as a slave and became a wealthy man. I mean, Herod did through force, but that's a very different idea, right? You know, he killed enough people, I guess you could take charge. But the idea, well, that's what Herod did, right? But the idea of social mobility that you could change, that was not in the pagan world. That's why Rabbi Akiva, the Gemara brings that, Rabbi Akiva said, you know, when you talk about pagan belief, people do not appreciate the myths of why the Jews had to wipe out the Zionists. He said he saw a guy take his father and feed him to the dogs. That was the worship. I mean, that's pretty gruesome. I mean, ISIS is, you know, coming close, but that's such gruesome. But you can only do that if you have no respect for humanity, for what a human being is. What the Jew did is brought to the idea that the ultimate, the world is about the Jew. That's a 180-degree difference. It's all about the Jew, about who you are. Not just the Jew, the human. Tell him Elokim. That's a concept that didn't exist. And that's fundamental to it. It virtually permeates everything that we're going to learn over the year. Everything you learn, every time you learn something, understand, it's all about the value of the human, what you're here for, what you can accomplish. And I think the correct way to read this line is we should believe shekol habayis, that everything that it comes about, tiyena, will be based on your actions and you're bringing yourself closer to God. There's no fate that's preordained. That is a radical idea. The idea that your fate is not not? You don't like it, Shai? So we'll talk about that. Okay, you know, but you know that's not a steer to what I'm saying.
What?
You know that's not a contradiction, right?
Why?
Because Hakol Bidei Shemayim, Chutz Mi'ir Shemayim, really implies that's the only thing you have control over in life, which is another shear, right? Mm. We fool ourselves what we control in life. But only on the things that matter. You have no Bechir Rechavshis when you're stuck in traffic and how long it's going to take you to get home.
That's not your choice.
That's right.
Yeah.
So the things that matter, well, let me put it this way. You're in a business, you're running a business. What are the things that matter? Where you invest the money, who you hire, something like that, right? Whether the garbage can is empty or not, yeah, it's important, but that's not your key thing. The things that matter in life, what you do with your life, that's about Yerushalayim. That's what that chazal means. That's how Rishon Salanta and others understood it. Your choice is limited to the things that matter to your job here in the world. But we're getting, we'll leave it for a few years, we'll come back. But the whole idea of the human and what he controls, that's the Jewish contribution to the world. The Western society is all built on that idea, taken from the Jews, of course, right? And what he says here is that the pagan idea that you were born and you're going to find out the fate and ayvei, it's going to happen, it's finished. It's just not true. You can do tshuva. You can change. You can daven. That's the point of Chazal. In Mazel Yisrael, you can daven. You can change your fate. It's not in the stars. That's the key idea. And that's why the pasuk, I was wondering, why is Tamantiyah Meshach and Melekecha in a pasuk that has nothing to do with it? It's a Vavzara. Because that's the whole point. The Goyim, if you're searching for the future, means you can't change it. You don't need to search for the future. You can change it. Your future is not written in the stars. It's up to what you do with your life. Now understand, that doesn't mean it's guaranteed your business is going to succeed. Because the Kaddish Baruch Hu may decide that's not really so important for you. Despite our all efforts, what we think is important is not what's really important. And Chavos of Avos goes to town on this, you know, guy wins the lottery. To some people, it's a disaster, what it does to their lives. And that's why we read a few minutes ago, you should go to a Kaddish Baruch Hu, the second line of Rabban, Hu Hayodea Amitas Kalasid. I was wondering, nobody stopped me on that, right? You see those, the second line? How'd you translate that? I didn't stop you there, because I wanted to catch you guys later, right? Okay. What does that mean? Hu Hayodea Amitas Kalasid. What does that mean? Shai, you see that? Stewie, you see that? See that line?
You need the word Amitas.
Well, yeah. What does it mean? It's not about his knowing the future. He knows that. What is the truth of the future? Because the implications of what matter, right? It's not just what's going to happen, right? You know, I think the Vilna Gaon, Chaim Shmulevitz, in one of his shmuzim, calls the Vilna Gaon. He says, tomorrow we will cry for the things that today make us laugh. And tomorrow we'll laugh for the things that make us cry. The tragedy of man, the Ason Shel Adam, he says this in this one of his shmuzim. Man's tragedy, we never get to see the whole picture. You know, you get a microcosm of a life, and you don't see how it all comes together. That's why we can't make an assessment. And there's a great story. I remember that the Chafetz Chaim saw a person who suffered a horrendous, terrible tragedy. He was killed in a gruesome way. And the Chafetz Chaim said, for 50 years, I was waiting to see what happened to him. Because 50 years ago, this person did an act of terrible cruelty to an almana. And for 50 years, I was waiting to see what would happen. I mean, most of us don't have that span of attention, and sometimes it's 500 years, not 50 years. And the point I only make there is that, you know, we don't have the broad enough perspective sometimes to know what the implications are even. So just to summarize how the Ramban is learning the Pasuk. Ramban's in the Pasuk, look, you're coming into a world where there's no respect for the human, where people think their fate is sealed, and it's just not. The point of Yiddishkeit is that you can create your fate. And I don't mean wealth and business. You know, that's not where I'm going, because sometimes that's the worst thing for us. it's really about what matters in life. And Tom Tim Hashem Lekech, you understand, Kadosh Baruch Hu controls everything. So where are you going with this? What are you worried about? If you understand that Kadosh Baruch Hu is designed this whole world for every aspect of your life should allow you to accomplish something that matters. And I was thinking, what's the best way to convey how Chazal understood the value of life? You know, we were learning in the, we have a Minchas Chinuch Shir. Remember, Shai, we were learning an amazing thing. The Sefer Chinuch says an interesting thing. Sefer Chinuch, by the way, is a late Rishon, usually attributed to the Ra'ah, who writes in his introduction that he wrote the Sefer to keep his kid off the street, basically. His bar mitzvah boy off the streets on Shabbos afternoon. Right? So to give him something to read. I guess different times. So he writes that the mitzvah kibbut aviyim, it's clear from the language that if a person has a parent who he never sees again, parent gives birth to him, never sees him in his whole life, all the chiyuvim of kibbut aviyim apply. And we were stuck in this for a while. Recollect? I understand your parent changed your diaper too many times. You know, he fed you, worked morning to night to take care of you. But a parent gave birth and ran away, never saw again in your life, never saw you after you were born. What's your responsibility to keep it up? But the halacha is not true like that. So I thought about it a while, and I think the conclusion that I came to, which I believe is correct, is that, understand, Chevra, that this world is all about opportunity. If I told you, you have one full day in Tiffany's, right?
One full day,
take whatever you want out of Tiffany's. How much time would you spend at lunch? Right? How much? This is a world. It's the riches, the spiritual riches, are vast. And the person who brought you there, there's no end of appreciation you have to have for them. No matter how, you know, look, all of us are parents. Some parents are better than others. Some parents don't do the right thing. There's no, you know, the person's a human being, right? But the opportunity they gave us, but again, we don't appreciate the opportunity. You have to start understanding what we are. We're in the middle of Tiffany's. Muhammad, right? We have an opportunity to change the future, change ourselves, and become something remarkable. That's basic Judaism. So Kadosh Baruch Hu knows that. So you look at life, and Kadosh Baruch Hu does everything so to allow me to accomplish that. And if I don't have that appreciation, then that's where the word shalom comes in. That's why the Unklus says, be shalom. Then you don't really Kadosh Baruch Hu, you understand what Kadosh Baruch Hu is, what God is. Basic Judaism is that we're here for a reason. You know, Avraham Avinu looked at the world and he didn't see what everybody else saw. And considering the society, that's, you appreciate what Avraham Avinu was. You live in a world where the pagan belief is that it's who you are, you're nothing but what you are, nothing will change. And he looked at it as a world of chesed. You know, something that we all have trouble with. A world of chesed, a world of cruelty, right? He has the Masorah of Judaism, the world is full of chesed. God did it for chesed. And sometimes it's hard, you know, a person goes through difficulties and it's hard to see. That's the Jewish view. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu is there to take care of you. So, when I'm running after the Jews, what am I worried about? Who am I going with? You know, one of my favorite shmuzim is, you all know who Hagar was? Hagar was Avraham Avinu's wife, right? It was a shivcha, and then she became his wife. Who was Hagar? What was her family? Where was she from?
That's right.
She was the son of Paro, the daughter of Paro. So you ask yourself a question, how did the daughter of Paro, who was the king of the most powerful country in the world at the time, become a shivcha, which is not exactly a position, right? A shivcha in Avraham Avinu's house, right? So Rashi comments, anyone remember the Rashi? Rashi comments because Paro thought it would be better for her to be a shifter in the house of Avraham Avinu, where she would see miracles, than in her house. Very nice. So I guess the question, how did she feel about that? Right? You made me, you didn't ask her, right? You made me a shifcha. What does that mean? What did seeing a miracle? Great, very miracle. But bottom line, I'm a shifcha and I'm not a princess. How does that answer the question? You have an answer? Clever. What?
I'm sorry. You became Avram's wife.
Yeah, so Paro knew that in the future. But that's not what Rashi says. Rashi says it's better. Better she be a shifcha. It doesn't because she'll be a wife. Better she should be a shifcha in the house of Avraham Avinu because she'll see miracles. Oh, she'll see a miracle. What? See one, you see them all. Great. Right? So what does that mean? So therefore I should be a princess? We laud Rus, who gave up being a princess in Moab. She was the daughter of Eglon, right? We laud the Rus because she gave that up to come to Judaism. Here she became a shifcha. She had nothing. There's no book written in the name of Hagar, right? The Sefer Rus is no Sefer Hagar. What was he talking about? What was he thinking? How did you learn Pshat Ne Rashi, Chevra? So, I consider the background that we just explained, it's actually very easy to understand. In a pagan world, your sense of self-worth doesn't exist. Who are you? You're nothing. You're behaving. They threw you to the lions. It would be good for you. Where are you going with that? If you're lying. But if you're in the house of Nisim, the concept of a Nisim is God intervenes for the sake of a person to change his fate. It's a whole different picture of humanity. It's a whole different picture of who you are. Self-worth, self-image. You know, nowadays it's fashionable. It's like in psychology, you talk about self-image, although most of society brings it down. The idea, Paro understood. He understood, you know, he wasn't about to give up the position himself, I guess. But for his child, he understood. If you want to have self-worth, you have to appreciate where you're coming from, right? The concept of a nace doesn't exist in the pagan world. It can't exist, right? Because who are you? God, the idea of a personal relationship with God is barakah, that can't exist. So, you know, I guess by now you've figured out that the reason I chose this for our first discussion is because the central theme of Tum Tiyum Hashem Lekar is God is in charge of everything and is watching out for me. And it's about who we are. Right? And Dale Carnegie, you know, if you read his books, you know, I've read a number of books, I don't know if you ever did, but one of the themes, he obviously was a believing Christian. So you see he moves in, brings in a lot of Christian ideas, but the idea of worry, right? I mean, just think if you actually believed, if not you, I don't, when I say you, I mean me too, right? Just imagine, we really believe, I'm probably in China, he's running my business and it's going to be good, and whatever happens will be the right thing. What do we spend most of the day doing? I'm speaking to myself. We worry. This will happen. That will happen. This will happen. Right? What are you worrying? What are you going with it? What are you doing? Yeah. Understand. And the things that we worried about don't really matter. What was it?
I said, don't worry. Be happy.
There you go. Finished. Right? You summed it up. Right? No, but that's a different world. That's, so you're going to see it. That's a Ramban. Ramban can stand there. That's a Ramban. That's the Moshe Rabbeinu walk in front of our Paro. You're going to kill him. Not worry. Not my job. Not my worry. And so it's just an amazing idea. So now you understand that I didn't print it out. The last Mishnah in Brachas. You know, Mishnah, a couple more years we'll get there, right? Last Mishnah Brachas says, Kishem Shem Baruch Al Tov, Kach Mevorach Shem Al Ra. And the Bar Tanura there says, the same way you make a bracha, Baruch Shem Al Kenu, Shech Yonah V'Kimonah V'Yizman. The same simcha, you say, Baruch Hashem Al Kenu V'Kimonah, die in Amos. Just imagine. That's an Avraham Avinu. Understand? That's Chazal. Because it's for your benefit. You may not see, you don't have the whole picture. It's for your benefit.
Yotzer also.
That's how, for what?
Yotzer also.
Yotzer.
Or, instead of Reyes HaKos, Reyes HaKos.
Right, exactly right. But the idea that a human can be that way? Appreciate who the Yavos were. That's who they were. Who they were, and just as an added insight, you know, we think about the Yavos. most of us would not want to live the life of some of our greatest of us. Yaakov Avinu, Tsar, he endured. You read the story of his life. It's not, you know, David HaMelech. Even Avraham Avinu, you know, Yaakov. These people had difficult lives. But Tamtim Hashem Alakecha, understand, Chevra, we're not in charge of this world. God's brother is in charge of it, and he cares about us. And that has to drive our disposition. Let's break here. Just as a beginning, the idea is over the, and feel free to make suggestions for topics, feel free. But it is a lot of the basics of Judaism you don't find anywhere. I'm not talking about right wing, left wing, middle Judaism. It's hard to live that way, but that's basic Yiddishkeit. What are you worried about? It's fine, we'll take care of it. And then, now our parameters change. Okay, what matters, right? So it comes a whole different thing. Yeah. Okay, go back now. Okay, when you make your list of accomplishments. All right, Chevra, Rabbi, bless you.